Welcome once again to the session of Artificial Intelligence in Banking. So we are entering into chapter number 4. We have discussed in detail about artificial intelligence in the BFSI segment regarding banking, financial services, insurance, that I'll be covering in the coming chapters. But this chapter we will be sharing with you about the usage and utility of artificial intelligence in the banking sector. As you know, BFSI sector, banking sector is very, very important for the economy. And this sector was mainly in the previously, we see it was more physical transactions, physical mode. But now with the IT revolution, things are changing. And AI now into the picture, you will find lot of new upgrading changes in the banking sector. So let us begin and understand one by one in detail. So banking sector, as I said, is witnessing groundbreaking changes as a result of digital disruption. Many changes, foremost being the, now they are more focused on customer centricity. Customer is the king. They are more focused on customer because everything revolves on the customer. Earlier, it used to be product, business line, infrastructure. But today, what basically they are looking at is not products and businesses. They are centering themselves around the customer. So because you know in banking, there are a lot of transactions. The volume is very, very high. So how banking industry can leverage, can take benefit of this large volume, what direction they can take, this information is available, data is available, how this data can be utilized for the betterment of the industry or particular bank, how can increase their revenue, how they can increase their profitability. So this is what they are doing through AI, the ability to leverage large volumes of data and new technologies to understand customer journey, what they do, and deliver personalized offer and experience is now considered critical to drive customer loyalty, engagement, and ultimately growth. Physical journey and now digital journey. Now a combination of both of them, digital. Journey are the customers, journey that bridge the digital and physical. Currently, we are into this journey. We have some of the things we do physically, but number of things have changed from physical to digital. You can just see now your interaction with your particular bank. Like if I can take my example, I have totally now digital. Rarely we visit a bank. We do any transaction with a bank in a physical mode. So I can say digital mode is much, much more preferred by the customers, and also bank also want that more digitalization because this is going to help the bank in terms of their efficiency. They will be more effective, the revenues, the profitability, costing, everything will benefit the banks. So customer today expect digital journey to be relevant. It should be relevant, and they want it should be engaging and frictionless across channels without any hindrance. So orchestrating these experiences with data-driven insight, user-friendly technologies, and customer-centric business model has emerged as a key for customer acquisition, to acquire new customer, to retain the new customer, and these customer to become more loyal. And these customer, they become your what you call a word of mouth, and they can spread the good thing about your bank, that this bank is totally digitally now transformed. This will add more customers you can add through your current customers. If they are loyal, if they find you as a trustworthy. So the increased transfer of critical information over virtual networks that are vulnerable to cyber attacks and fraudulence not only affect the profitability of the banks, but also hamper bank trust and relationship. So with AI, everything is changing. But one thing, area of real, real concern, that with AI or with the digitalization, banks or financial services, they are vulnerable to cyber attacks. You must have heard lot of such cyber crimes. This need to be really addressed by the bank. They are doing it. But yes, this is one area of concern. So So the rise of online security threats in banking transactions has tightened government regulation. Government is also looking at it very, very seriously, how to prevent such crimes, how to be more secure when it comes to banking transactions. So the use of online financial transaction, these regulations have curbed banks' capability to keep up with digital transformation. Fintech players, the new players which have come, they are competing with banks. They are responding by changing customer expectation, by leveraging data to hyper-personalize value proposition and grow customer mind share and wallet share, have created a stiff competition to the banks. So using artificial intelligence, machine learning algorithms to analyze massive data set to identify new customer, as I already said, the volume, the data with the banks is tremendous. It's of very high nature. How we can use this very information data, how we can increase and our business by using this data properly. So what they want to do is they want to convert them into repeat customer and engage them with compelling customer journey, pathway to growth, or for incumbent banks and meet competitive challenge posed by the fintechs. So let us get more into detail. Why needs artificial intelligence? I just given a brief introduction. So why banks need artificial intelligence? The artificial intelligence powered digital age is facilitated by falling cost of data storage and processing, increasing access and connectivity for all, and rapid advances in artificial technologies. Advances in artificial technologies can lead to higher level of automation. It will be totally automated, no human intervention. AI, when deployed over controlling for risk, can improve human decision making in terms of both speed and accuracy, because AI can give you a lot of valuable insight to the human beings. So that will help them to be more predictive, to be more accurate. According to McKinsey, artificial intelligence technologies could potentially deliver up to $1 trillion of additional value each year for global banking. Tremendous scope. Artificial intelligence technologies are becoming increasingly integral to the world we live in. For every interaction we have nowadays with external world, when we are using it, so artificial technology is becoming a part of our life, and banks need to deploy these technologies at scale to remain relevant, because it's highly competitive, and main competition to banks is through fintechs, and because they are much more aggressive, so banks also need to, I'm not saying banks are not, but yes, they have to step up further. So AI brings the power of advanced data analytics to combat fraudulent transactions and improve compliance. So AI can bring that data analysis properly, can be done. It will help them to reduce or even prevent that fraudulent transaction you must have come across and improve compliance. And AI algorithms accomplish anti-money laundering activities in few seconds. Artificial intelligence enables banks to manage huge volumes of data at record speed to derive valuable insight. This is something very, very important, because the data is so huge. To analyze the data humanly is next to impossible. But with AI, with digitalization, this can be analyzed very, very effectively and give us a very important information for the future course of action. Features such as AI bots, digital payment advisors, biometric fraud detection mechanism lead to higher quality of service to a wider customer base. All this translates to boost in revenue, reduce cost, and actually, again, it will boost profit. They'll reduce the cost, they will boost the profits. So how artificial intelligence technologies help boost revenue? Let us understand step by step. With revenue, if increase, certainly the profit, the bottom line will be there. So top line, how top line can be increased with the use of AI? AI technologies can help boost revenues through increased personalization of services to the customer and employees. So they will be more customized, more personalized, more customer centric. Each customer is a unique customer for the bank. This can be done with AI. Lower cost through efficiencies generated by higher automation. They will be highly targeted, highly customer centered, focused, reduced error rates and better resource utilization. This AI can help banks and increase the revenue. Uncover new and previously unrealized opportunities based on improved ability to process and generate insight from vast troves of data. Thus, the disruptive artificial intelligence technologies can dramatically improve banks' ability to achieve four key outcomes. Number one, higher profits they can generate at scale. Personalization, distinctive omni-channel experiences, and rapid innovation cycles. How artificial intelligence technologies help boost revenues? Let us understand a little more into detail. AI technologies can help boost revenues through enhanced customer experience. Based on the past interaction, AI develops a better understanding of customer and their behavior. They will be more customized because they know from the past data that what they are looking at. If somebody interact digitally with the bank, what kind of a input or what kind of a output they are looking at. So this enable banks to customize the financial products and services by adding personalized features and intuitive interactions to deliver meaningful customer engagement and build strong relationship with the customer. Very, very important. Because this enables banks to customize financial products. They will be more customized which product, because banks have got plethora of products, number of products. And financial world, when it comes to products, it's very, very complex. So how they understand what banks are doing to make people more literate financially. So AI can certainly help clients to give them good input, good direction, so that choose the right product. And ultimately, if they are happy, their experience is good, revenues are going to increase and the profits are going to increase. Further, prediction of future outcomes and trends. From the past data, we can predict what future is all about. AI can help. So AI can help banks predict future outcomes and trend. This helps banks to identify fraud, detect anti-money laundering patterns, and make customer recommendation. AI can help it. So AI identify hidden actions and help save millions for banks. They will be more cost effective. AI further able to detect suspicious data patterns. If something is happening suspicious, some pattern today exists, AI can pinpoint that. Among the large volume, humongous volumes of data to carry out fraud management. So AI certainly is much, much better equipped in terms of pinpointing about any fraud, looking, interpreting, analyzing the past data and predicting the future. All studies passed to predict future behavior data points, which help banks to successfully upsell and cross-sell. What upsell and cross-sell means? Not only one product. What if you have a customer who is loyal to you, is satisfied, his experience is wonderful with this particular bank. If he has got one product, you can add further other products to them. If he has already taken, suppose he has opened only a saving account, you can push a credit card, you can give them a loan, you can tell them to buy mutual funds, and even they can get into any other product like maybe insurance. So what we can do is we can upsell and cross sell, because we know about the profile of a customer from the data which we exist, because whatever he has done, how he's interacted with you, these data points are available. So this can be analyzed, and an offer, a recommendation can be made to the customer. So cognitive process automation. Cognitive process automation means fundamentally a set of tasks that improves upon their previous iteration through constant machine learning. This secures good ROE, reduces cost, ensures accurate and quick processing of service at each step. Realistic interactive interfaces. Chatbots identify the context and emotion in the text chat, even to the extent not only context but even emotions, what exactly this customer is feeling when he's interacting. The AIs can predict in the text chat and respond to it in the most appropriate way. These cognitive machines enable banks to save not only time and improve efficiency, but also help banks to save millions of dollars as a result of cost saving. How AI is used in banks? AI technologies can boost revenue through effective decision making. We have understood the utility of AI with the banks, so it will increase the revenue, profits, cost will be less through various means, plus it will be helping them in making good decision making, because decision needs what? Decision needs that basically we have got the data points, we know about it, so now the decision can be made. So cognitive system provides optimal solution based on the available data in time. This system keeps a repository of expert information in database, which is used by bankers to make strategic decisions. Robotic automation of process. Artificial intelligence reviews and transforms process by applying robotic process automation, RPA. This enables automation of about 80% of repetitive work process, allowing knowledge workers to dedicate their time in value-added operation that required high level of human intervention. So robotic can certainly also add to it. So major artificial intelligence application in the banking industry today, if you see, cyber security and fraud detection, very, very important from the banking point of view, because bank deal with something very important for all of us, deal with money. Chatbots, a replacement, I'll say, for humans, because chatbots can give you all the information which you are looking at, specific information, everything you want, any information will be given by the chatbots, because they have the pattern that, okay, these are the things people ask for and these are the solution. I have done with few of them. I know what they look forward. They need few things. They need few words correlating with your question, and they are able to give you the answer immediately, plus many more details also. Loans and credit decisions. If you have gone to a bank and want to take a loan or want to take some other credit, the decisions can be taken very fast. Tracking market trends, what is exactly happening with customers, what they are looking at, because trends basically give us the pulse of the market, pulse of the customer, and ultimately bank is a business. They want what feature is people are looking at, customers are looking at, and they can customize their products. Data collection, analysis, application, customer experience, risk management, very, very important. If they are able to manage risk, certainly they are going to enhance their profits. Regulatory compliance, with digitalization, with AI into picture, with cyber crimes, with so much of security concern, nationally and internationally, regulation has to be really, really one step ahead. Predictive analysis, they can predict the future requirement of the customers, and process automation. So these are the major artificial intelligence applications in the banking industry currently. So let us now understand some of the reference use cases of AI in banking, because front office team, back office team. So if you look at front office, like facial scanning to initiate transaction from the face, the system can recognize the person, the customer. Micro expression analysis with virtual loan offers. Conversational tool for basic service request. Humanoid robots in branches to serve customers. Everything, where just you enter into the bank, the front office can be automated. And I am looking at it, in the future when you visit a bank, you will not find anybody, any humans over there. It will be all machines, and they will be able to give you all solutions which you are looking at. Back office of the bank, through them, how AI can biometric voice video print to authenticate and authorized. If they have to authorize something, somebody has approached, they can use these tools to authorize. Machine learning to detect fraud patterns, cyber security attacks. This is important for the back office. AI can help. Machine vision and natural language processing to scan and process documents. Real-time transaction analysis for risk monitoring. So back office certainly, because there's so much of documentation, so much of confirmation, so much of authentication they look at. I think with AI and with the digitalization, this is done very fast, very quick. Everything is automated. So key uses of artificial intelligence in banking by revenue, you will find that it's some data points here. Size of cost saving, front office, back office, even they have given one more over here, middle office, around $198 billion to $17 billion, $31 billion. Key uses, conversation with the bank, AI biometric personalized technology insights in the front office. At the back of a smart contract infrastructure, middle office, anti-money laundering, KYC. So there are some of the cases banks look forward, and AI can certainly help the bank. So cyber security and fraud detection. With increasing growth of digital banking and online transaction, financial fraud detection has become indispensable. Everything is changing. Their systems are getting smart, and even the fraud is also getting more complex. So cybercrime activities like account takeover, credit card scams, money laundering, and terror financing, and identifying fraud can result in significant financial losses to the bank, legal implications, and reputational damage to the financial firm. I will not name, but you will come across, if you are in touch with the news, you will find every few months, you will find sub news with some of the organization, which is a real area of concern when it comes to cyber crimes. So global e-commerce losses to online payment fraud reached to $45 billion in 2022. And are estimated to cross $48 billion by the end of 2023. So traditional rule-based fraud detection approach have limitation that cannot efficiently identify sophisticated fraud threats. We cannot do it traditionally system-based. So traditional system work on predefined rules and can effectively identify known transaction pattern. Their capabilities are limited in identifying new evolving fraud patterns, because they also are evolving. We are evolving, AI is evolving, even crimes are also evolving. So artificial intelligence, machine learning based financial fraud detection can analyze vast amount of data and detect patterns to help identify the susceptible behavior and prevent financial fraud related to money laundering, insurance claims, electronic payments, and banking transactions. So AI can certainly will be able to much better effectively detect these incidents to prevent losses. Ability of machine learning algorithms to learn from the past fraud cases and adapt to new patterns makes them more efficient in identifying and preventing scams. This is because if anything in the banking industry, like this is a very big term, spam, if any fraud, any big such episode happens, it will not only affect that particular bank, it can even shake the economy. So it's very, very important that we must use all AI and machine learning properly to prevent these scams. Artificial intelligence, machine learning based financial fraud detection can analyze vast amount of data and detect patterns to identify susceptible behavioral issues like money laundering, insurance claims, electronic payments, and bank transactions. Machine learning models can detect even the slightest change in customer behavior and transaction patterns that may not be apparent using traditional system. Anything which is not as per the norms, as per the previous or whatever interactions they have, AI can detect that. So continuous monitoring capabilities of artificial intelligence and money laundering enable banks to respond to potential cyber attacks before they affect employees, customer, or internal systems. So some use cases of AI, ML in fraud detection, like email phishing, credit card fraud, mobile wallet fraud, identifying theft, fraudulent insurance claims, ATM skimming. So all these things can be reduced or can be taken care by AI and ML. Chatbots, artificial intelligence chatbots are revolutionizing customer experience in the banking sector. According to a report by Gartner, by 2025, customer service organizations using chatbot technology will achieve a 30% reduction in operational cost. 30%. They will be able to interact, communicate, inform customers without the human intervention, and they will be very, very effective in terms of the information you want from them. Chatbots today are a competitive necessity. You go to any particular financial institution, banks, insurance company, non-banking, you will find something over there at the top corner or bottom corner available. If you want any information, you talk to them. You share either you speak or you write, and the information, the answer will be given. So by integrating conversational chatbots, banks are laying down the building blocks for the next generation customer engagement. So banking chatbots can be thought of a customer personal financial assistant on standby 24/7, 365 days. Fueled by artificial intelligence and natural language processing, chatbots are integrated into the digital platforms, websites, or mobile apps to provide real-time personalized customer support. So they are integrated with websites, mobile apps. I hope you people have encountered a few. I have. They will be able to give you all the information if you just open any website or even in the mobile apps. So chatbots use natural language processing, interpret the nuance of human language, answering customer query in a fraction of a second, helping transfer funds give financial even advice, financial advice, which is something more complex, that too can be given by the chatbots. Even if you want the status of your loan, I have seen quite a few times, if I have to interact with my bank about the loan status, the balance, the interest part, I can even just interact with the chatbots of that particular bank and I will get the answer. So benefits of AI chatbots, 24/7 availability, 365 days, cost saving for everybody, not only for the banks, like for us also. Instead of going to a bank or making a call, you can at your convenience, can you interact with the bank. Instant reports, because whenever we talk about cost saving, the first thing comes in our mind is time. No, sorry, money. Time is also being saved. If time is saved, cost is saved. Instant response, handling high volume of customer queries, high volume of, because with humans, it was not possible to communicate with so many customers, but with chatbots, it's possible. Linguistic flexibility, multiple languages, improved customer experience, easy integration of chatbots with digital platforms, scalability, you can scale up, is enabled by using chatbots. Data collection analysis, the more interaction, the more data, the more information, the more analysis, the more the output. Upselling and cross-selling assistant. If a customer is interacting for a particular product, looking into the pattern, more can be offered, more effective, good products can be offered, more better advice can be given. Enhanced security, more security is available. So these are the real benefits of chatbots, AI chatbots. So potential use cases of chatbots in banking industry, it will help me to further get customer lead generation, customer acquisition. I can acquire more number of customers. If somebody has come, visited your website and interacted with the chatbots, the information is available with you, the email IDs or the mobile numbers, and what basically is looking at, why he has visited. What we can do is, we can guide them, we can acquire them, and then they can may become tomorrow a potential customer for you. Automated customer support, financial advisory, smart payment processing, reviews and feedback. So these are the potential use of chatbots in the banking industry. So AI in lending ecosystem. Now let us get into about loans, lending part of it. So lenders are leveraging AI to automate document processing, improve risk assessment, streamline the loan approval process, and personalize micro lending solutions. Because if you apply for a loan and a bank, the lender, they want to get the clarity about the person who applied for the loan, because we need a lot of documentation. This documentation need to be processed. They want that the person who is applied is a right person, no wrong selection being taken. So it will improve the risk assessment. It will streamline the loan process, personalize it. So AI along with ML and NLP helps financial institutions identify borrowing patterns to reduce the risk of non-payment. Ultimately, lenders, they want to give loans and they want with interest the money given, the credit given, the money given should be returned back. They want, do not want non-performing assets, people defaulting on their loan payments. So if they have got a right selection method, they can scrutinize people who are applied for the loan and they take it very effectively and choose the right person. So of course they are going to improve their profitability. Specific use cases in lending include credit scoring, loan approval, fraud detection and collection management.